Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose.
Ah, yes, rolling right along. Hour number two here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio. It is Taz and the Moose coming to you live from the Quicken Loan Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, and make sure to mortgage confidently. You've got Connor Green and Mikey B across the way. AB with your updates. Can't play a talking number to call 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz the Moose, at official Taz1Z, at Mark Malusis with a C, and channel 206 on Sirius XM and the Sirius XM app. All right, so hour number one, we've talked a lot about NFL. Colin Kaepernick, certainly a huge storyline coming out of a Thursday and the workout, with the Seattle Seahawks that was supposed to transpire this upcoming Monday, and that is not going to happen. That being said, went into break talking a little BCS, right? And before we get to the Friday the 13th of BCS, right? Before we get into that, we chatted about it a couple days ago, because we got a little bit of a heads up that the Rich Eisen show is also doing BCS, right? Yeah. But they do cut bench start.
Oh, that's original. Yeah.
Right?
That's original. Yeah, that's, so they do, no one will think of Taz and the Moose's bit when they think
right,
of that.
So we do BCS, and Rich Eisen, who I think is he on Fox?
He's been on TV like a year or two on NFL something.
Right.
He's a new guy.
Right. So Rich Eisen, who doesn't work for CBS, he's using CBS, and we're using BCS.
He is. He's using our content. He's basically hacked
us.
No,
but I'm just saying, letter, the initials, what's
bench cut start CBS.
Yeah, cut bench start CBS.
CBS bench
we're
cut start.
We're using BCS.
I never thought of it like that. That's actually interesting.
I know.
Wait, so he's actually using cut bench start CBS.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know. Wow, look at that. It's not a bold golf, man. It's like Uncle Fester. Like, ding, wow.
Ding, right, exactly.
SOB.
Well, that's exactly right. So now, the strange aspect of it, and Biseglia did some investigative work, and
that's Mikey B for those
Mikey
that don't
B
know.
Across the way. Mike, Star provide producer. A little bit of clarity in terms of the timeline. Because we did come
Excuse
up
me,
with
Moose,
this
the
idea.
The best part is you say clarity, yeah. And I'm looking at Mike across the glass, and his face, when you said that, he's like, oof.
He's good. Like, wait a second,
because this story's crazy when you hear the whole
he's
thing.
He's like, I'm trying to set up this bit here. What do you mean?
I'm working on my hashtags.
Right.
Hold on.
Exactly. So provide us a little clarity in terms of hashtags. When the Rich Eisen show started doing it and when we started doing it.
So the first bench cut start that we worked with was during the NFL playoffs, and it was about the quarterbacks remaining that was not named Tom Brady. The other three was Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and I can't even remember who the other third one was. But it was the guys that weren't Brady. So this developed
Blake Bortles.
And Bortles, yes.
It's Blake Bortles.
Thank you. So that developed on our show between the week of January 10th and January the 17th, 2018. Now, for the CBS version, which is the Rich Eisen version,
which is awkward,
that came out on January the 11th. So right now I'm trying to figure out the timeline of when we discussed it and if which that exact date was. But both concepts.
Well, we had it first.
We did definitely have it first. There's
both
no
concepts were on the air the same week. It's unbelievable.
Unless somebody from our private meeting told Rich Eisen
right,
and his people.
I heard a great idea this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That is a possibility.
Someone in this building.
It's a possibility.
Yeah. Someone, so, probably AB.
So we've got a rat.
It's probably AB. Yeah, well, AB. We want to look at rats. AB's your guy. That's well established.
Right.
So Rich Eisen.
It was Bogus' fault.
Yeah, definitely. So Rich Eisen did this.
So Bogus is now on the outs again.
He's out again. So this is crazy, the timeline of this.
Like, I didn't even know I was in.
Yeah, I definitely smell that this is a bad deal. You know
well,
what?
The timing of it, here's what, Taz, we were first.
We were
number
first.
One, number one is we came with the idea, but the idea that you have a similar interactive kind of segment on a radio show where you call it the same exact thing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Is one of the strengths. It's like we should play the lottery this weekend.
I mean, it's like
honestly, the fact that we came up with the same segment,
the coincidence is just
it's strange, and it's called the same. He changed up the word. He changed up the order, but it's the same thing.
You just gave me an idea. That freaking Rich Eisen. You know what he did? He uses cut bench start. It's an indirect shot at us because of the CBS, to your point earlier.
Yes.
He's calling it cut, bench, starts because it's like, hey, CBS. I stole your bit and I'm stealing your call letters too. I can't wait to see this Rich Eisen. And we know it's well, he can't run. We've seen him at the NFL Combine.
No, he can't run.
He's got no sprinting ability.
We can see him at Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
I will not be there. I'm not going. That's another thing that's been well established.
It's
I cover sports in New York City.
Even if Taz wanted to go, it's been established we're never going.
That's why I act like I'm not going. That's you got to take that role. See what I'm saying?
I understand. Maybe then, that's why I hope for it to come back to the tri-state area. So maybe one day I could be on Radio Row.
Well, if the Super Bowl
and not be producing, chasing down guests from Mike and the Mad Dog.
The only way I'll be at Radio Row for the Super Bowl. I'm telling you, partner, only way is if the Super Bowl's at Madison Square Garden, which would be weird if that happened.
That'd be strange.
But I will be there if it's at the Garden.
If it's at the Garden, if the Super Bowl's at the Garden, you'll be there.
I'll be on Radio Row. If it's at the Meadowlands, I still call it the Meadowlands, whatever it's called.
MetLife.
If it's over there where the Giants and Jets play, I'm not going. I'm not going to Jersey. I stay right here in Manhattan. Do it on Long Island. Do it where the Ducks play. Long Island Ducks. I'll go there.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a perfect spot to throw the Super Bowl in.
Holds about 5,000 people.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The tickets would be at a premium.
Out there in Iceland, yeah.
Are you a horror movie fan?
No, but I know all the characters.
You don't watch? Why don't you watch horror movies?
Scary. Okay, I don't. Like
I know
scary.
They're scary. That's the point. You don't like to feel that kind of a
that rush, the adrenaline. No. I get violent. So when I have these people on screen are trying to scare me, I want to fight them. So it's an uncomfortable feeling. But
does
but
your wife like scary movies?
She hates them.
So you guys are both. How about your son?
He loves them.
Okay,
he has a mad rush for them. He loves
horror movies. I used to love horror movies more when I was younger than I do right now. First off, I used to watch more movies when I was younger than I do watch
Me
right
too.
Now.
Me too. I'm too busy. I'm very busy.
Right. So we're both busy individuals,
very busy.
Right? Successful. We don't watch
powerful,
a lot of movies.
Powerful.
Right.
Too.
Powerful.
We're both
right,
very
no
powerful.
Doubt. So, but I do enjoy a good horror movie. Scream. Fantastic. That set. And that is not... that's not the classic horror movie, but it was a horror movie nonetheless. Had a little bit of comedy to it. So we're going to give you...
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
The scariest movie I've ever seen back in the day was a movie called Burnt Offerings.
Never saw that.
Yeah. Somebody maybe GTS it. Burnt Offerings, Karen Black, I believe, was in it. If you remember the actress Karen Black back in the day. That movie was terrifying. It had like the...
1976, that was the year I was born.
Oh. All right, well, Mikey B's cracking up. Connor, brought up, wasn't even a blip in his parents' eyes in 1976.
A family moves into an old haunted house that regenerates itself by feeding off of the life forces of its injured occupants.
Dude, the movie was terrifying.
Really?
It really was scary. This is Friday the 13th, folks. That's why we're covering this. So, yes.
Karen Black, that's right. Good job by it. She played Marion Rolfe.
Yes. That she was.
Oliver Reed was in it.
Ah, yes. I like the
Burgess
big
Meredith.
Stars. You remember him rocking.
Yes. That's a nice Betty Davis.
Scary,
Betty
bro.
Davis was in it.
Betty
that's
Davis
a nice eyes. Cast yeah. for 76.
Well, 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
What does that mean?
Not good.
The reviews are not great.
I was terrified.
So that's the scariest movie you've ever seen.
Yes, and then after that, it was every Halloween movie because I saw all of them.
Oh, I do like a good scary movie when you have to be in the right mood.
Yeah.
So make sure everyone out there goes. If you can find, maybe if Blockbuster is still around, you can find Burnt Offering somewhere.
Great brand.
Hey, Connor, do you know what Blockbuster is?
Barely. They were gone basically when I was like 10 Connor. Years old.
What year were you born, Connor?
1994.
Oh my God. I already won two championships.
You were born in 94?
94. We had a Hollywood video near my house, though.
He knows Hollywood video. Look at that. See that?
Hollywood
he was
video.
One.
Never
when
saw
that
the original Dream Team.
Oh my God. 1995.
God, you're so young.
You shouldn't, Connor, you shouldn't be allowed to be out in public at that age. You're too young.
So we got a Friday the 13th. I just feel really old. Friday the 13th, BCS edition, right? The horror movie special.
3, 2, 1, go.
Go.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start. All right, so three of the legendary serial killers. Three of the legendary serial killers in horror movies, right?
Yes.
What do you think? You think of...
We nailed them before the break.
Right. Friday the 13th, which is Jason Voorhees, right?
Right.
You think of Halloween, and that's Mike Myers.
Right. I call him Mikey Myers.
Mikey Myers, right? And you think of A Nightmare on Elm Street, you think of Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
All right, so... Bench, cut, start.
Who's going first?
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
All right. Jason, Freddy, Mike Myers, bench, cut, start. Go.
I will bench Jason. Okay, I will bench Jason. He's scary. He's terrifying. Menacing figure. Absolutely. I'm going to bench him. Freddy Krueger, I'm cutting. I'll tell you why.
Really?
Freddy Krueger didn't scare me because he was a try-hard. He looked like he tried too hard. Like, he tried too hard to be mean and scary. He did. He tried too hard, and I was not afraid of Freddy Krueger. That's the only one. I don't sweat you, Freddy. Okay, and if your name is Freddy, I'm not afraid of anything, anybody with the name Freddy. It's just not scary. Freddy should be someone's uncle. Hey, Uncle Freddy, you got that watermelon juice or the peach?
What about the chant for Freddy Krueger? 1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your door.
I've never even heard
5, 6, grab a crucifix. 7, wow. 8, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again. The idea that Freddy killed you while you were sleeping?
Well, that shows he's soft. Okay, if I'm sleeping...
In your dreams?
Well, because if I'm sleeping and you kill me with a hatchet or an axe or a bludgeon weapon, like, how tough are you? How mean are you? I'm sleeping. I'm defenseless.
Right. It's like attacking someone from behind.
Well done. Ladies and gentlemen, go back to the pod of yesterday. You'll see where the Moose was going. This is why he is a master, the Moose. Tip my cap to the Moose. Good night, everyone. See you later. Can't really follow.
I'm joking.
That was money, brother.
You teed me up, Taz. I didn't mean to tee you up.
You nailed it, though. That was awesome. Damn, you got me good. Oh, man. All right, so anyway, I'm going to cut Freddy Krueger because I established he's a tryhard and he's soft. Because he kills people while sleeping. I'm starting Mike Myers. I called him Mikey because I joke. Mike Myers is the most menacing hockey mask.
No, that's Mike Myers. Jason had the hockey mask.
You sure about that?
Yes. Mike Myers had the whitish mask.
I'm going to bench Mike Myers. I am cutting Freddy Krueger and I'm starting Jason. Like I was saying, Jason... Jason Voorhees.
Yes.
Yeah. Error by me.
All good.
Well, because I told you I don't watch these movies. I haven't seen these things
in
years.
You've established, right. The last horror movie you watched it was 42 years ago.
I have to say it like that.
I think anyone that's a fan right now of horror movies is going to say, I think we've established Taz is not a horror movie savant.
What did the guy at the water cooler say, more importantly, right now? Do you believe that? Hey, Joe, I heard that guy Taz on the radio with Moose. You believe this guy? I'm definitely gonna start Jason because the mask, the hockey mask.
Yeah,
He made it so, like, you know, just he was just scary as hell. And I'm still scared of him. I saw that movie. I was very scared.
So you're cutting Freddy, starting Jason, benching Mike Myers.
Yes, you did it in the... Yes, I am.
Yeah. There you go. Mikey B, take it away.
Well, I'm benching this Jason character. I'm looking online on Google. That mask, it's kind of nice and pleasant.
Really?
Yeah, I see it, and I don't see horror. I see somebody that's loving and caring.
Okay.
And, you know, I wouldn't mind around my cat. Jason seems like a nice guy, a mensch. I'm all aboard on him, so I'm benching him.
Okay.
When we go to Michael Myers, he'll be my cut. His mask is a little more intimidating, and I'm looking at some of his weapons. They would scare me.
You're looking at his weapon?
Yeah, I'm looking at his weapon. He's got a sharp blade, and I don't trust him. He doesn't look like somebody I want to have at dinner. I'd like to get him away from me. And I'll start Freddy. That face is terrifying. I never want to see that face again. I will never Google image Freddy Krueger. He starts on my end.
All right, he starts on your end. All right, Connor, go ahead.
I would bench Mike Myers. I like his backstory. I always found his look pretty intimidating. I'd cut Jason because I think he's boring and he's too slow moving. And I don't get why people just don't run away from him.
He wants quickness. I like that. I respect the athleticism desire by Connor.
And I would start Freddy because I think he's the scariest one because you actually can't get away from him because he goes in your dreams.
He's soft.
So you just can't sleep.
I mean, that is a nice breakdown by Connor.
It's Connor, bro. He's the man.
I mean, honestly, a Syracuse guy, welcome.
Yeah, right.
I think Pete would have done a better job.
Pete the body who?
Bilotti just got picked for a federal jury. Yeah, we won't see him for 6 months.
All right, Moose, you're up.
He's staying at a Hampton Inn.
Great brand.
By Hilton, which is an awesome brand.
No doubt. I'm not knocking the establishment.
Before you do yours, Moose, I will tell you one of our loyal listeners and fans of the show, The Kingsman. At The Kingsman 36, he tagged yourself, me, and Taz the Moose. Scariest movie for me is and will be The Exorcist. The movie is terrifying. Hashtag Taz Moose. No doubt about it. Throw up the pee juice. Remember she did that? She upchucked vomited the pee juice. Not pee. Well, P-E-A.
Yes.
The pee. When I say pee, like green peas.
Yes,
peas,
green
not pee.
Right.
Peas. My bad.
Split pea soup.
That's it. I got confused.
Little ham in there?
Yeah. No.
Yes.
No.
Right.
Split pea.
Exactly right. Add flavor. Add flavor to it. Nice job, Mike.
Slip pea. You go, Moose.
All right. Bench cut start. All right. I am going to bench Mike Myers, right? Because number one is I can't cut Mike Myers. I think he is probably the second scariest of the three, right?
Okay.
But the initial Halloween brought us Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, hey. Fancy lady.
So yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis,
well done,
original Halloween, you know, that was good times back in the day. Ooh. So give me Mike Myers, who I think, you know, the mask is a little bit scary. I'm going to cut Jason. I agree with Connor's breakdown. A little too slow moving, this and that. So I will cut Jason, hockey mask and all. And I'm going to start. The scariest villain to me was always Freddy Krueger.
Oh.
Friday the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street.
That's an outrage.
It really, because the point is this. You can't get away from him. At some point in time, you're going to fall asleep. I can get away from Mike Myers. I can get away, conceivably speaking, from some campground with Jason, right? I at some point in time, we have to sleep.
Yes.
And that's where Freddy kills you.
Well, if you work this day part, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, you have no problem sleeping. I can tell you that. There's plenty of time for naps.
And Freddy's going to come get
you. He's going to come get you. Yeah. Yeah, I don't agree
with you. And he had the knives.
Yeah. Well, look forward to hearing Rich Eisen's CBS doing the same thing. Oh, we're going to do horror movies today.
Right.
Okay. Thanks.
But he will, right. He's not going to, what he'll do is he'll take one of them out and he'll say, claiming it's his original idea.
Yeah, he'll put Linda Blair in for The Exorcist. He will. Make it like an OG, like he's original. Come on. Please.
Want to hear from you. What's your BCS? On this, celebrating and enjoying this Friday the 13th, a little bench cut start. Is it Freddy, Jason, Mike Myers, BCS at Taz and the Moose, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. And we want to hear from your BCS. And Saquon Barkley, rocking an NFL team's hoodie. We'll get into that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, yes, rolling right along. We want to hear your Friday the 13th BCS edition. Jason, Mike Myers, Freddy Krueger, right? Three mass murderers, horror film stars, and villains. Want to hear bench cut start. AB is in the house. Are you a fan of horror movies, AB?
I am not.
You're not. Have you seen Nightmare on Elm Street?
I have.
Halloween?
I have seen none of them from start to finish.
Oh, it's great you're playing along.
Yeah. He's asking me questions. I don't lie.
We
got a big future.
Yeah. By the way, real quick on the social media, someone wants to play along, and they brought another person into this BCS. We have Anthony at Yao 69420.
Who'd they bring in?
That's a name and a half.
Exactly. I tried to just graze over that. Ant said, I think you could replace Mike Myers with Chucky. Remember Chucky?
Yeah.
Chucky.
That one I've seen.
Coach of the Oakland Raiders? Remember that?
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty good right there. Chucky. Jones.
Chucky, right. That's a good one. Is Chucky as legendary as Mike Myers, though?
I think Cujo was over more than him. Remember Cujo?
No, I do remember.
The dog attacked everybody.
So,
remember that?
Which is the one that if you say the name three times, it appears?
Michael Myers.
There's somebody
I made that
else.
Up. Yeah, I don't know. Good. I just made that up.
No, I think that's Freddy Krueger.
No, I thought it was somebody different.
AB doesn't even know. He don't watch.
Again,
Hollywood.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking questions out loud.
Paul Jason used to have when he was walking through the woods. He used to be cha 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 cha.
I remember that.
Remember that?
That was,
yes.
That was scary, bro.
Yes. That's when you grabbed a little extra popcorn and had a sip of soda, and someone was about to get killed.
Candyman. The Candyman.
Oh, the Candyman.
You know that.
I never saw that.
Chucky has 32,000 Twitter followers. Michael Myers just 23,000.
Oh, so by social media aspects, should be Chucky.
Yeah, just going by Twitter.
So AB, you haven't watched all the movies in their entirety, but
no.
you know the characters we're talking about.
I do.
If you had to do a bench cut start from your vast experience of watching all the movies, where would you go? BCS, Jason, Freddy, Mike Myers.
So Jason, we're going to start Jason. We're going to bench Mike Myers, and we're going to cut Freddy Krueger.
Why are you going to cut Freddy?
He's the least scary of the three visually to me.
Okay.
Even with the the hands and everything like that.
I can do without him. You can't get away, as Connor Green pointed out brilliantly.
Again,
Syracuse,
that's a point. I don't want to steal that from Connor. He clearly did his research at Syracuse, and he's seen these movies. And if that's his rationale, that's his rationale.
You can't
I'm going
get away
off my knowledge.
At some point in time, you're going to have to sleep.
You think.
Right.
Right.
Unless you go on a bender.
Wow.
You're going to have to sleep at some point in time. No.
There is a woman on the train platform this morning who was humming to herself in the stages of some type of come down from whatever she was
Excuse
doing
me?
Last night.
Oh, really?
It was a bad scene.
Really?
Yeah.
That's when you need to pull out the phone, you take some video, and you post it on the Instagram for Taz and the Moose.
I don't know if you're being serious or not, but I did think, because there were three people who were in different stages of badness.
Yeah.
And I thought about taking a picture from across the platform, but then I decided that made me feel bad.
Were they passed out?
One guy seemed to be completely out. Another dude was standing up, kind of. I don't know if he was dancing or practicing for walking in a straight line if he was to get a DUI stop at some point.
Right.
And then she was sitting with her head down, rocking, just going,
Bad
scene.
I don't take mass transit, right? I've taken mass transit on two occasions.
Right.
Right? Back home.
In your life, two occasions?
No. Like, back and forth to work. I've taken the subway.
Connecticut Elite.
Right. No, not Connecticut Elite. Just because I work off peak hours. Don't be like that.
Twice.
One time, the train broke down. Right? Train broke down. Packed train. Stuck next to a Met fan. Breaking down the Met farm system for 2 hours.
Evan Roberts.
The next time, leaving at probably about 7 o'clock, right? Get into a seat. It was vacant, open. I was like, wow, there's a seat open. Half hour into the train ride, the woman to my left proceeds to throw up on herself.
Oh. Tremendous. That's tremendous. Again, great video opportunity for the social media for Taz and the Moose. I have not been on a mass transit, any kind of thing, mass transit, in decades, dude.
Right.
Decades.
Elite.
I have something called a driver, okay? So that's it. And it's not a train conductor, my friend, or an engineer, I should say. The difference is Jones. The engineer is the driver of the train. The conductor is the guy who takes your tickets.
Contract. Good for you, Taz.
Yeah, I've done well in my life. That's what I'm going to say, humbly say.
You have a driver, your own car. When you get in.
I have a string of panoplies or polo ponies. I have a whole palatial area. You guys know this, the compound. We've been over
what
this.
A string of panoplies?
I meant to say polo ponies.
What are those?
They're horses, dude.
Polo.
Like Ralph Lauren. Me and Ralph. Ralphie Lauren comes over the house.
Really?
We run around on our horses. Run around bareback. Sexy Jones. Yeah, that's what we do. Run around bareback on a horse.
Just for a little clarity, do you really have waterfalls at your pool?
I swear to God, I do.
Oh, very nice.
No joke.
A little rock formation?
I swear on my New York Mets.
That's a nice job by you.
I do. We have a very large waterfall.
Can't wait
waterfall.
To come over.
That's not happening.
Biseglia and his banana hammock rolling on in.
No, Biseglia would not be allowed in the area of the compound. The people like him, he's a lowlander.
What are Leon's thoughts on pools, Mike?
Hates water.
Okay. How about this? How about we take Taz and the Moose on the road, and we do it from the Taz compound one morning. Mm. And then afterward, we have a little barbecue and a pool party.
It's never happening. I can tell you this.
Nice, warm July day.
What can happen, one half of Taz and Moose could be doing a show every day from his house when I buy some new equipment for my home studio. And then you people will never see me again here. You'll hear me. You'll never see me.
I don't know if that'll ever fly.
Well, watch. Okay? Just watch. Yeah, that's right.
I can't wait to meet your lovely wife. I've heard so much about her.
She could be a heel.
Pool party this summer.
She could be mean at times. Trust me.
Pool party this summer.
Not happening. It's not you. Pool party on Long Island. There we go.
I like the sausage.
Thank you.
She's the one we need to work on.
Thank you.
Dude, she's worse than me. If we get her behind the pool party, then it'll happen.
She will shut you down.
No, she likes us.
Taz. No, that's why we love you, Taz. Thank you for bringing us into your home.
Stop it. It means a lot. It really does.
You're not coming anywhere near my car.
Can I put on one of your straps, your belt?
It's called the championship, sir. And no, the answer is no. And they're in a safe deposit box. So you can't. They're all in a safe. There's many. And in a safe deposit box. They're not even at the house.
There's many.
It's Bilotti's temple.
I have many leather-bound books.
Bilotti, just could you take one out of the safe deposit box? I mean, Bilotti at that point in time will be off his federal case. And he'll be back in time to have a burger. And you know, whether guilt or innocence does not matter. He just wants the visual of that ECW championship belt.
The rivalry is back on.
He just wants to sit poolside, hold the ECW championship on the waterfall. While he's drinking an Arnold Palmer.
That's the greatest day of his life.
It's unbelievable.
That would make his life.
His bald head is getting
sunburned.
Come on,
let's make that happen, brother. You would make Bilotti's life.
Listen, people like you people here, okay? All you people, even the people in the newsroom, I don't subject myself around you people. Just at work. And once I'm out the door, I wouldn't even acknowledge you in the street. None of you people. Maybe you, Moose, but these other people, no.
You never, when you're walking down the street, you wouldn't even say hello.
Beneath me. If I saw AB walk towards the street in a taxi, just clipped his knee. I would walk over him.
So you would make a man's life. He's about to get married, and you say thanks, but no thanks.
Who are you talking about?
Bilotti.
I don't.
Do you think that honestly? Do you think we should put up a poll?
Dude, Connor guy. I love Connor on board.
Do you think? Do you think a barbecue at Taz's house, where Bilotti is able to be around Taz's championship belts, is a bigger day in Bilotti's life than getting married?
There's a good chance of that. We're going to run a room. I hope not.
I think you have the ability here to cement yourself as the male figure in Pete's life over his dad, over anybody else.
Really?
I would suggest if you have a belt
over
that's
his dad.
Whatever your least important belt is.
Right. I don't have, they're all very important, very, very expensive.
Even the third one?
But one of them has to be the least important.
We don't know what the deal is with that.
If you have one that you would give to Pete as a wedding gift,
I think
that would be the play.
That's a great idea.
It's not a great idea. And if I were to have any kind of a shindig at my casa, okay, which is not going to happen, I would cater it, obviously. I'm not going to,
Casa su casa.
Yeah, I understand that. But no, senor, no. So, how do you say no in Spanish? Anyone know? Connor, you're very smart. How do you say no? No?
I believe it would be no.
Si.
That's why he's here.
Go Orange.
Take it away.
Oh, I still have to do this. Okay, so Red Sox first baseman Hanley Ramirez.
I believe it's no.
Hanley Ramirez hit by a pitch in the first inning last night at Fenway, but it was not a continuation of Wednesday's nonsense. It was just the beginning of struggles for Yankee starter Sonny Gray. He allowed 6 runs on 7 hits over 3, while Red Sox righty Rick Porcello didn't allow a hit until the 7th inning. Giancarlo Stanton, a brief explanation.
He got to come out of our zone, out of our plan. So that's what happens if we don't stick to it.
Stanton did single after Aaron Judge doubled in the 7th to end that no-hit bid. The Red Sox took the rubber game at Fenway 6-3. Ramirez, by the way, considered day-to-day with a bruised wrist. Back to Wednesday, Boston reliever Joe Kelly suspended 6 games. Yankee Tyler Austin 5. Both are appealing. Shohei Ohtani, a 3-run triple in the Angels' 7-1 win in Kansas City, and the Twins blanked the White Sox 4-0. Joe Mauer's second hit of the night, the 2,000th of his career. The Cardinals thumped the Reds 13-4. The Rockies, a 5-1 win in Washington, 2 homers and 2 doubles and 4 RBI for DJ LeMahieu. And the Giants with a 7-0 win in San Diego. The Padres had only 1 hit, and it came from pitcher Clayton Richard, who was pinch hitting for struggling starter Brian Mitchell. Apparently, this is the first time since 1935 that a team's only hit came from a pitcher who did not start that game.
Last time I saw a horror movie, yes, Moose Knows, 1935. Offerings. So, right. Sorry, continue.
Burnt Offerings. Have you seen it? It came out the year I was born. No, I missed that one.
Take this as you will. Seahawks reportedly signing former University of Miami QB Stephen Morris. He has never taken a regular season NFL snap. He was most recently with Washington. This on the heels of a workout with Colin Kaepernick that fell apart, reportedly because Kaepernick would not commit to standing for the national anthem.
Why wouldn't you give me credit on that news breaking stuff, AB? I broke that news at the end of your last update. Why would you not give Taz credit?
Because, as you said, and I think this is a direct quote, the Seahawks have signed a quarterback, pause for effect, Stephen Morris, as per Adam Schefter. So you gave credit to Schefter in your announcement. So
no, I gave Schefter the credit.
Oh, my bad.
Welcome, Moose.
Me.
Do this again in 3,
no,
2,
it's not me.
And
I,
1.
You made the announcement.
I don't
I
give anyone credit,
Schefter.
Bro. I don't give anybody credit. Except if you don't work for CBS Sports Radio, I don't give you credit. That's just how I am.
So CBS Sports Radio's Taz reporting the Seahawks have signed Stephen Morris, most recently of Washington, to be one of their quarterbacks behind Russell Wilson. Game one for the Predators and Avalanche, even at 2 in the third period, then Philip Forsberg took over for Nashville.
Here's Forsberg across the line, tries to stick Kendall there, and got the dummy scored! What a spectacular goal! Philip Forsberg turned it inside out! It's 4-2 Nashville.
And that's Pete Weber on Predators Radio. Second goal of the final period for Forsberg. Nashville taking game one from Colorado 5-2. Same final, the Lightning over the Devils. The Bruins dropped the Leafs 5-1. San Jose blanked Anaheim 3-0. And the Blue Jackets down the Caps 4-3 in overtime. Guys?
All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
Hey, Jack in Oregon, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say there, Haas?
Hey, morning, guys. How's it going?
How's
morning,
it going, my
Jack.
Friend? Good moment. What's going on?
You know, just a daily work grind.
Yeah.
The BCS, no plagiarist CBS.
Nice job, Jack.
Super pumped about the draft special. That's going to be awesome.
Oh, it's big news. Yeah, hey, Mikey B. Mikey B. was in the control room. We broke the news here, Mike, about the big draft special.
Yeah, I was listening on the radio.
Okay, thanks, Mike. So, Jack, how can we help you, sir?
Well, I'm gonna, I'm gonna bench Mike Myers. The whole sister thing was always a little weird for me.
Wow. Yeah, it's a strange.
Fair.
Jason, I'm going to cut Freddie because, I don't know, if he was in my head, I would just whoop his ass all over the
That's
place.
That's what I'm saying, right? Whoop somebody's ass.
You know, he's kind of a la-la. And, you know, Jason's my man. You know, he was the most realistic of the bunch, I would say, except for he kept coming back to life somehow, magically.
That pop was weird.
Right. Yeah. He was the most realistic, except you couldn't kill him.
Yeah, except for that part.
but like you said, he had the scat as he's going through the trees, and you know, I'm horror movies are comedy for me, though. So
you're not afraid of horror movies?
No, because I got really my older cousin took me and watched Pumpkinhead when I was 7.
Oh,
and my mom got really upset because I came home terrified, and then she told me, you know, hey, these are all fake, and she like. Showed me videos of like them filming the movies, and then from that point on, I just knew it was all tomato sauce and costumes.
Wow, look at you!
Oh, there you go. All right. So,
well, we appreciate you. Want to go forward real quick?
Jack basically looked at.
Thanks, Jack.
At 7 years of age, never looked at horror movies again the same way.
Yeah, and you know, well, obviously his
good
parents,
BCS,
his
good
mom trained him. His mom trained him. You know,
right,
to not be afraid. So you can call, give you BCS 855-212. That's a 4227. If you'd like to call, that's fine.
Right, Saquon Barkley in an NFL team's hoodie. Which one? Does it matter? We'll discuss next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Rolling right along here on this busy, busy Friday morning. Your number to call, 855-212-4CBS. Remember to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, at Taz and the Moose, at Official Taz, once again, Mark Malusis with a C. Download audio on demand, pod each and every day Radio.com, iTunes, and TuneIn. Remember, give us a rating. And everyone out there that is downloading it on a daily basis, we thank them. We really do. We appreciate all the support, all the love, the comments, positive, negative feedback, whatever it might be. That's really what it's all about. And you guys have been really supportive, and we want to keep it going. And certainly with the downloads each and every day, radio.com, TuneIn, and iTunes. With that being said, Taz, as we talked about earlier on in the show, you and I will have an NFL draft special show here on April 26th, right? NFL draft night, first round. Won't be doing the entire draft, but we'll do in the first round. So we'll be on that Thursday morning from 6 to 9. Then we're coming back working 8 to midnight. And then a quick turnaround at Biseglia's humble abode, right? We'll snuggle up with Leon the Cat, swing on back, and do 6 to 9 that next morning.
Does my agent realize the amount of time I'm putting in here when we do this?
Probably not.
There could be some issue with the language in my contract.
Well, there
I'm just saying.
That's a phone call for your agent to make later on today. So that night, besides the quarterbacks, right, besides Bradley Chubb, besides, say, Quentin Nelson, the guard coming out of Notre Dame, one of the other big storylines is going to be, where is Saquon Barkley going to end up,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Barkley yesterday was at a Pennsylvania barbershop. Pennsylvania kid, went to Penn State. A lot of people believe overall he's the best pound-for-pound prospect in this NFL draft. And he was rocking a New York Giants hoodie.
I saw this, man. I saw this photo. And I got to say, the kid looked good in that Giants hoodie. He did. But, man, you don't see this much. I'm very surprised he did this. I really am. I mean, it's just, if you're the Cleveland Browns, does that if you contemplate maybe taking overall number one, I don't think they're going to do. Barkley, do you say, you know what? The kid's wearing a Giant hoodie. We're done with him. I don't think if you're Cleveland Browns, you got that kind of leverage at anybody. You need guys that are good. So, but I was surprised to see him wearing that Giant hoodie. I was.
Now, do you give him a little bit of a pass? Local kid, grew up in Pennsylvania, right?
Giants play in Jersey.
I know, but right. Was
New York,
right. Originally supposed to go to Rutgers.
I didn't know that. Was
originally supposed to go to Rutgers,
know,
right?
Okay.
He originally committed to Rutgers, and then James Franklin swooped in after.
Oh, he decommitted to Rutgers?
Correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he went to Penn State.
I wasn't aware of that.
Correct. So do you give him a little bit of pass and say, no big deal, maybe he grew up a Giant fan. So he throws up the Giants hoodie. Now, this close to the NFL draft, obviously it's going to be rampant speculation. You see the pictures on TMZ. Everyone's running wild. You know the Giants reportedly have interest in Barkley, as do a lot of the teams. Where do you go? Quarterback, running back. It's interesting. If I were Barkley, even if I grew up a Giant fan, I would not throw on the Giant hoodie.
No, not now. Not this time. But maybe we're overthinking it, but I wouldn't have. No, I wouldn't. If you're a Giant fan right now, you're probably happy he did that. You're probably loving him. I think at this point, all of these kids, anything on social media, these kids coming out of college are going to be in the draft here soon. You got to wear your college colors and their logo, or a plain shirt, or a Taz and a Moose t-shirt, even though they're not available yet.
That's it.
That's it. That's all you're going to wear. Nothing else.
Right.
Let's be honest. I mean,
right.
No, but at
or
the end
Taz
of the day,
and a Moose backpack.
You could do that. Well, yes, actually, mine's en route. For
very nice.
Yeah, when you see it, you're going to be like, wow, I want one, and you will then get one, I'm sure. But I will tell you this. Barkley, don't matter if he's wearing a Giant hoodie, a Broncos hoodie, a Buccaneers hoodie, the kid is legit. And, you know, as we said the other day, coming out of the combine, he was the hottest name that everybody was talking about. His numbers, everything about him, and what projection is on him as an NFL prospect. And then all of a sudden, the past week or so, Sam Darnold kind of took over that convo, you know, where he's the apple of everybody's eye in the NFL as far as this draft, you know. So it's going to make it very interesting. To see, I also want to say, side note, because you mentioned Quentin Nelson, the great guard at Notre Dame, right? And, you know, there's a lot of expectation this guy's going to not only be an all-pro guy, but could potentially, years down the road, really putting the cart ahead of the horse, this guy could potentially, he has the skill set and size and ability to be maybe a Hall of Famer one day. And that's what I've heard some experts kind of think that could happen. Here's the deal. Well, hold on. Well, sorry, Moose. Here's the thing. Now that Richie Incognito is basically with the Bills, he's kind of in that, he's going to retire, basically. Richie Incognito said his body's busted up. He's got some issues with his organs. It's kind of, I always was a fan of Incognito when he played at Nebraska. Obviously, I'm a Bills fan.
huge offensive lineman for the Buffalo Bills and his success with the Dolphins. Agala, if for some reason, I don't think it's going to happen, Moose, but if Quentin Nelson were to drop a little bit and the Bills are picking out, I think, 12, they could shock the world and take him. But I don't think he's going to drop that deep because they need an lineman now.
Oh, they could, yeah. I think if they were sitting there and he happened to be there, yeah. I think that would be the pick. I think anybody sitting at that stage realizing the talent that Nelson has, being a lot of people believe he is going to be just a legendary guard.
Think he'll drop? I don't think he'll drop.
I don't think he'll drop.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll drop.
You think the Bills would trade up to get him?
I think if the Bills trade up,
they want to get a QB.
I think they're going to trade up for a quarterback.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'd love to get a quarterback and Quentin Nelson. I want it all.
Then you're cooking with gas. By the way, we've chatted a lot about, did you see Mike Mayock's comments about Thursday Night Football?
Heard about it. Yeah, bad
Thursday
look.
Or Monday Night Football. Now, Mike Mayock was on Sports Radio 610 down in Houston on Wednesday, right? And he was asked the question whether or not he would have any chance at Thursday or Monday Night Football. Let's take a listen.
I am highly frustrated and agitated. And when you don't have a big name coming at it, you know, I played 2 years and I wasn't any good and I couldn't stay healthy. If you don't have a Hall of Fame jacket, it's hard to get a high-level job calling games in our industry. Now,
wow. Why would you do that, Mike? Why would you?
I think he's ticked off.
I know, but he shouldn't say that publicly. You got to have a little pride, man. You got to take the high road, and you got to move on. He's got a job on TV covering football. He's very good at it. I'm a fan of the guy's work. My opinion, that's a bad look. That's sour grapes.
I don't disagree with you, but let me ask you this, Taz. Is he right?
He is right because you do need a plethora of credibility as an NFL player to get a high-level job. And he kind of was not giving himself a ringing endorsement, and he shouldn't because he doesn't have that credibility as a former player.
Right, but
so I agree with his assessment of himself, and that he shouldn't get the job.
All right, but do you need to have great credibility to be a great analyst? Right? So...
No, hold on. I'll answer. I know you, but you need to have that perception because you're what they call a draw. You draw people in to watch.
Okay, but I could also make the argument the game's the draw, right? The analyst or the play by play voice, the analyst, they add to the spice of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the game, in essence, is the draw. I'm not watching the Super Bowl to see, you know, what Tony Romo is going to be saying or whoever it might be, Phil Simms in the past, what they're going to be saying. I'm watching there for the game.
Right, right.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think it's a bad look. I also think Mayock is not a good analyst. I think there has to be a little bit of introspection as well. He doesn't let the game breathe
right.
From that perspective. You almost get annoyed listening to the game, watching the game. And I like Mayock as a draft analyst.
That's what I like him as, too.
I think he does a fantastic job.
Stuff that does the combine is great.
Awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Off the charts. In terms of in-game analysts,
Robotic Jones.
I don't think he lets the game breathe,
Taz. He doesn't. It's robotic.
He does not let the game breathe, and that's the biggest issue at all. So I could and he has had an opportunity to show his wares as an analyst. And obviously, the decision makers of the big time openings believe that he's not good enough for the job.
And you know what? That's beauty's in the eye of the beholder when it comes to a lot of stuff. No matter if it's playing time for a player at any level, no matter if it's our business in radio, no matter if it's the TV business, you know, it's an acquired taste. I mean, so he has his own style. Mayock, he's very good. But you know what? He doesn't have, for me, he's right about himself. And I know he's bitter. He doesn't have the credibility from a former player perspective. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer. He doesn't. No, I, you know, most people can't tell you what position the guy played. You know, but you know what? You got to have a little more pride, Mike. You're good at what you do, dude. Don't go public like that.
Do you have an issue with what Mike Mayock had to say? Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. And the NBA playoffs are coming tomorrow. We'll get into that. Do that next. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.